Hey there, this is Jason Hensley with the Magnify Him Together podcast, and in this episode, we are going to discuss the purpose behind the law. Well, really, just one purpose. There's a lot, but we want to focus on one particular purpose that God had when he gave out the law. So I want you to just think about this. If somebody came to you and said, what was the purpose behind the Torah, behind the law of Moses, what would you tell them? Would you say something like, well, the purpose was to bring the people together as a nation? You need laws in order to function as a nation, so giving them a code of laws allowed them to prevent anarchy. Is that what you'd say? I mean, I think that's true. Once Israel is really brought together as a nation, in Exodus 19, when God chooses them as his people, that's when you really start to get the laws. The Ten Commandments come in the next chapter in Exodus 20, and the rest of Exodus focuses on the law and building the tabernacle. So that makes sense. But I don't really think that fully explains the law. You know, that was like a piece of why God gave the law. That was a piece of the purpose of it. It brought the people together as a nation. That's true. And everything really is multifactorial, right? We can't just say there's only one reason that everything happens. There's multiple ones. So that's one of them, yes. Well, what else would you say? What else would be your answer? Maybe you would say that the law was given as a schoolmaster. Right? We have that verse in Galatians chapter 3 that the law taught about Christ. It was shadows. These shadows showed a picture of the Lord Jesus. So that when you brought your animal to sacrifice, you were supposed to think about the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus. And so when you think about the various commands of the law, you can see the Lord in them. When they were supposed to take a lamb, choose a lamb on the 10th day, well, it just so happens that it was the 10th day when Mary anointed Christ, effectively choosing her lamb. Just so happens that they were supposed to take their lamb and kill it on the 14th day for the Passover, and that's the day that the Lord Jesus was crucified. And so you can go on and on, right? No bones were broken, just as they weren't supposed to break a bone of the lamb. There's no blemish, just as there was no blemish on the lamb, etc. So we can see pictures of the Lord Jesus. So is that what you would say? That these pictures of the Lord, that was the purpose? That the law was there to teach us about Christ? I think that's true. It's obviously true, right? It's scripture. Scripture tells us that the law was a shadow, that its purpose was driving towards Christ. So we know that the law was given for these various purposes. It really came together for multiple meanings. It had a depth of meaning here, but I want to focus actually on one that's different, one that we haven't talked about. And that's love. And the reason I want to focus on that is because I think we almost always see the law as something totally separate from love. I think if you were to write down, what words do you associate with the law, right? And you tried to put together everything that you thought of. What would you come up with? Lamb, blood, commands, maybe these various kind of things like that. But in fact, the law was about love. Let me just show you this. I want to read to you a verse in Deuteronomy. It's Deuteronomy chapter 1, and I think maybe we've missed this for a long time because it was translated differently. Let me read this to you out of the English Standard Version. This is Deuteronomy 1 verse 5. Deuteronomy 1 verse 5 says, "Beyond the Jordan in the land of Moab, Moses undertook to explain this law." So here they are, and Moses is going to explain the law to them. He's going to tell them, this is what it's all about. Now, I think people have been misunderstanding this book for a long time. In fact, the name Deuteronomy, which comes from the Greek version of the scriptures, the name Deuteronomy means in Greek, second law. And it was based on the fact that one of the Hebrew names of the book was Mishnah Torah, which means a copy of the law. In other words, for a long time, centuries and centuries and centuries, people looked at Deuteronomy as though it was just a copy of what had already been written before. These are just laws being set again. Here's Moses on the edge of the promised land. He's just going to reiterate all the laws, the end. But that's not actually what happens. And for a long time, maybe we haven't known that. Particularly because for a long time, a lot of translations translated verse 5 not as explain this law, but instead as declare this law. As though Moses just got up and he declared the law again, right? That fits with that idea of Deuteronomy. So translations, multiple translations, over centuries, continue to push this idea that Deuteronomy is just a reiteration of the law. It's just a repeat. But in fact, Deuteronomy is an explanation. The English Standard Version here is correct in what the word means. It means there, that word explain, it means to make plain, to make it clear. So what Moses is doing here, as they're on the edge of the promised land, is he's trying to explain to them, here's what your law really means. This is what it's all about. And so do you know what he emphasizes in Deuteronomy? Can you guess? In Deuteronomy, Moses emphasizes love. It's in Deuteronomy where we get the command, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. That's from Deuteronomy. It's in Deuteronomy where we're told that God has set his love upon you. This is what comes up over and over in Deuteronomy. God explains that he loves his people and that they should love him. Deuteronomy shows us that while we might think of lambs and blood and commands, when we think of the law, that in fact, the law was all about love. It was all about creating that love between God and his people. Now, what value is that to us? Why is that helpful for us when we don't live under the law? Well, I think it's helpful because it shows us that from the very beginning of his workings with Israel, God has always stayed the same. God has always wanted love. That's what he's looking for from us. He wants us to love him, and he loves us. Even though there was this system that we have associated with rituals and commands and a lack of love, perhaps we've misunderstood. God has never changed. God has always been a God of love. And in fact, that law was intended to teach his people about that love. And so for us, what that should do is underscore how much God cares about relationship and about love. He wants us to know him. He wants us to devote ourselves to him. He is looking for people who are committed and who are willing to put on that love, to acknowledge his reality, and to be changed by it. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time on the Magnify Him Together podcast.